Hey guys, today we're going to talk about task number five, which is to make a list of shelf stable foods you can start buying. Hi, I'm Sherri Ann Richardson from Experimental Homesteader. It's been a day already. Got up this morning and I headed out to the barn to check on the chickens and the goats. Yesterday, I had picked up some alfalfa and orchard grass hay and started giving that to the goats, and they do seem to like it better than what we've been giving them. I'm hoping to be able to mix it because I have some hay left over that we had got, and we're going to be getting some more. So I'm hoping I can do kind of a mix and they'll eat some of this and some of that. It's hard to tell. They had been eating it before, you know, I guess it didn't have as much nutrition and it wasn't as full of things that they really, really liked. So goats can actually be kind of picky sometimes. So I got Bailey's up on the stand. I gave her her grain and Ferdinand was very quiet today, just munching on his hay and not really being as obnoxious as he had been. So I think the hay has to do with that, truthfully. Went in and checked on the chickens, and I had an egg, another huge egg. So we seem to only be having one hen laying right now, but we have snow again today. So, you know, it's not surprising to me that some of them are not laying. So anyway, I got that done and I came inside and I cleaned out both chick brooders. We are hoping to get the chicken tractor done this week and get these guys out on some grass and supplement their feed, because the grass should supplement at least 20% of their feed. So that will definitely cut back on the amount of grain. I prefer to have them out on grass anyway. It's just, I've asked for years to have a chicken tractor and been put off and put off and put off. So I got some plans for my Abundance Plus membership. And I went to Lowe's. I had them cut the wood because I found out that they will cut the wood for free. I had them cut the wood. I bought the hardware pieces that I needed, and all of that is sitting in the back of Jeff's van. Since he will have the next week off work, I'm hoping that we can get the barns cleaned out, chicken tractor built. Like I said, weather warming up enough that we can get these guys out, because they are having a little too much fun tearing up their newspaper bedding at this point. I definitely think they need more room to spread out. It just feels like they're kind of crowded in there. So it feels like it's time, but they're still too small to go in the big barn with the other chickens. So, plus I want to keep my meat birds separate. I mean, not all of these are going to be meat birds, but some are. So then I went and I met a friend and we went over to the beef boutique and picked up some meat, and she got some cookies. They were having a big Easter celebration going on today with vendors and things. Came home. Now I'm ready to talk to you about task number five that you can begin on, which is to make a list of shelf stable foods you can start buying. Basically, every time you go to the store, you want to begin adding a few items here and there that will eventually make for a wonderful survival supply. Some of these things include rice, beans, sugar, flour, salt, spices, coffee, hard candy. Things that are good for addressing the nutritional needs and wants of your family. Now let me say, if you're stocking up on sugar or flour, I highly, highly recommend that you freeze it at least short term before you put it into jars or whatever you're going to put it in to store it, because this way especially with the flour, if there are any bug eggs on it, and there could be in it. That kind of kills them off. Then when you put it into storage, you're not going to have those bugs hatch that I'm sure you've all seen, where you open the flour or you open the cake mix or whatever, there's bugs that have hatched inside of it. That's really disgusting, but the truth is that comes from bug eggs that they don't get off when they process the food and they hatch. The best way to deal with those is just to freeze the items and kill those bug eggs. So canned goods are okay too, but they're not going to last. Sorry, I just lost my light. They're not going to last as long as some other foods. You definitely want to take the time to purchase items your family currently enjoys, and you want to rotate the stock. I can't stress how important it is for you to rotate the stock, because if you just stock and stock and stock, especially on canned goods, things are going to expire. Things are going to go bad. Then when it comes time that you actually need it, you're not going to have it. So buy things you would normally use. Rotate out the supply. So your oldest items are to the front and your newest items are to the back. That way you can get rid of, you know, you can eat, not get rid of, but eat things as you're also stocking up. Don't buy, you know, just because it's buy 10, get the 11th free. Don't buy 11 items of the same thing and put that into your storage. Buy 10 items you're going to eat, and the 11th item, buy for your storage. That way, you're just not getting everything with the same expiration date, getting too many of one item. You know, that's what you want to be careful with. Whenever something gets near that expiration date, use it as a family meal or replace it with a product that has a longer expiration date. You want to make sure your food store is safe. It's safe from pests, other hazards. Don't forget to stock up for your pets too. I don't know if you noticed, but there has actually been a pet food shortage. And I've actually had trouble getting the food that Charlie likes. We've had to buy the smaller bags of it a couple of times, and that's really expensive versus the great big, I think we buy a 50-pound bag. I can't remember if it's 40 or 50-pound bag, but the little tiny 5-pound bag is really expensive compared to the great big bag. So definitely stock up. It doesn't hurt to have an extra month's supply of your pet food. We have the same thing with the chicken feed that we use. There seems to be a shortage of it. You know, even though I can order it online and I can get it, that's not the same as walking into a store and being able to buy it like we're all used to. So another item that you can stock up on that a lot of people don't think about is meat. Okay. If you're putting it all in your freezer, that's great. But what happens if your freezer goes down? Do you know how to can that meat? If you don't know how to can that meat, what are you going to do with it all? So here's what I've been doing. I do know how to can meat, and I do can some meat. Not everything, but some. But I have been buying freeze-dried meat. And there's many places that has options for, you know, the diced up freeze-dried meat or the ground freeze-dried meat or, you know, so on. Layman's Hardware over in Ohio has actual whole pork chops. They have chicken tenders. This is freeze-dried food that can sit on your shelf. And if you have to open it and you don't use it all up, it's good in a sealed can on your shelf for 30 days. You can keep it in a refrigerator for up to a year once it's been opened. So it is raw. It's not cooked. So basically when you open up your can, what you'll be taking out is a raw pork chop that is just like what you'd go to the store and buy. The difference being, this is freeze-dried versus fresh from the store. So, that's another option for you. It's one that I decided to go with because I kind of felt like, okay, the diced meat is okay, but it's not really what we're all used to. It's, for lack of a better way to say it, it's going to leave a lot to be desired. It's going to fill our stomachs, but we're going to have to use it in a different way than what we're used to. So, you know, you can't really take diced pork and have a pork chop. I mean, it doesn't work like that. So you have to think about, well, what recipe can I use with diced pork? So finding these whole pieces of raw freeze-dried meat for me was just a game changer. Then the fact that, like I said, 30 days on the shelf after they've been opened at room temperature, you know, if the power would go out, I can obviously cook on my wood stove. But going to the store every day and buying meat really isn't practical. We tried that when our refrigerator went down, and it didn't work. It was actually easier and more convenient to eat out, even though it was more expensive. But this way, you know, it feels like, okay, we don't have refrigeration for whatever reason, but we do have raw meat, and it is going to be okay at room temperature for 30 days. So, if I only need two pork chops tonight, I can take that out. I can cook them. I know within 30 days, however many more pork chops are in that can, I'm going to need to eat up. It seems like, from what I can tell, that would be very easy to do, even for two of us. So while the meat is more expensive than what you'd go to the store and get, it is freeze-dried. So yes, you're paying for a convenience, but it's well worth it. Something else that I like about Lehman's, for those of you that are trying to do this on a really tight budget, they do have the, it's not a firm, it's Sezzle, I think, Afterpay. It's one of those three that they do accept. So you can split up your payments, and depending on which one it is, it would either be a monthly payment, or I don't remember if it's a weekly or a bi-weekly payment. But if you only bought one can at a time, you know, that's maybe $10, $15 a week or every other week or whatever it is. That's usually something that people can figure out. Well, you know, I could give up my daily soda or my daily coffee, or I could not eat out this week. I mean, there are ways to do this. So with everything going on, I would highly, highly suggest that. Remember to go back to task one when you bring new items in. Update your survival supply journal, because you need to know what foods you have so you don't duplicate buy and you don't underbuy. Anyway, guys, I hope that's been helpful. Have a wonderful weekend.